are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in a world where mental health struggles are often swept under the rug, the church has a unique opportunity to open the door to understanding and support. It's time for churches to ditch the stigma and embrace mental health awareness as a vital part of our mission. So we're going to be discussing now with Pastor Chinyama here how we can, how faith communities can provide healing, hope, and resources to those in need. We are speaking about all things poverty and social issues, and today we're looking at a compassionate approach. Pastor Chinyama Muribwanji.
Tiribuino Muribwanji, dear moderator.
Tiribuino. I hope you're good, my pastor. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine, and welcome, dear listeners.
Amen. Before we start, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let us pray together. Lord of Lords and King of Kings, we humble ourselves before your awful throne this lovely morning. Thank you for leading us throughout these studies from the time we started this week. Even as we still have more issues to discuss on our table, Father, we plead for your divine guidance, your mercy, and God, the Holy Spirit, to take total control of this discussion. Bless every listener out there. May we find value, benefit, and purpose in this discussion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. You know, we've been speaking quite a lot about issues, of poverty and social issues throughout the whole weekend. Today, we're dealing with one that is, we are always speaking about, but somehow it feels like we are not really, paying too much attention to it. So how can churches create a safe space for discussions about mental health, Mfundisi, and their congregation?
All right. A good question over there. First and foremost, we have to understand that the issues of mental health affect each and everyone, whether you go to church or you don't go to church. As long as you qualify to be a human being, you are bound to face stresses of life, and you are bound not to realize your abilities, and you are bound not to learn well and not to work, and ultimately not to contribute well to your nearby community. So how can churches create a safe space for this kind of discussion? First and foremost, let the congregations accept that mental disorders are real and they are existent. By so doing, by accepting, then we will create an environment where we can discuss something, because we are aware to say, okay, this problem is, but there, it is there. Then number two, by showing that mental irregularities are treatable. There is nothing that is so hard to bring, on the table, unlike an issue where somebody thinks that there is no solution. This thing is just beyond redemption. It's beyond repair. But let us create that safe space for discussion, showing that whoever, male, female, young, old, youth, or adult, whoever has such an issue, we should show them that it is treatable. Then we will be able to go to the next step. Mm. And then also by suggesting methods of redemption, in other ways, a solution, rather than casting them off, to say, these people, you see, is it me who told you not to think well, not to function well? No, let us not cast them away, but let us show them suggestive methods of redemption. Say, no, don't worry, my sister, my brother, this you're going through is just but, a little while, it shall be well. I think like that we can create a safe space for discussion.
Yes, yes, indeed. So looking at pastors, pastor, what role do you as pastors, and church leaders play in terms of supporting mental health initiatives? And I know that, you when you preach, you love to say stories. Sometimes the stories you are like, Mfundisi, you shouldn't have said that, because sometimes they'll be sharing a story, the story is related to mental health issues and someone is not, they're triggered or something like that. So how do pastors, support now initiate creatives that deal with issues of mental health? Does it mean, for example, you opening up and saying, guys, I also struggled with depression, you know, even though I'm a pastor, you know, and everything else? What does it look like?
Okay, yeah. Actually, on the story part, before I even answer, you see some illustrations come while you're actually delivering the word, but then you will be able to say, I think this one does not fit here. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit will lead you, because maybe when you give it out, somebody will think as though you are attacking them directly. So I think there's much caution that we use as a clergy, you know, in addressing such issues, especially in line with illustration. So now, what role do pastors and church leaders, you, my moderator, and other listeners, the church leaders, play in supporting mental health initiatives? Number one, our primary role is to be mental health awareness promoters.
Mm-hmm.
Why? By showing that we have gone through this situation. And by the way, mental illness is not only for certain people, but it happens to everyone, and it has happened to everyone, including the pastors, including the elders, including even the presidents. So it's something that everyone is bound to have. But what matters is, how do you cope up with it?
Mm.
So number one, our primary role is to be mental health awareness promoters. We should show that, yeah, things can take us into the valley, but that valley should show us a pathway that we can climb up and find ourselves on the mountain. So mental health promoters, that's role number one. Number two, we can also say leaders should act as gap fillers between those affected, that's such that you can see that, okay, here there is a problem. I don't know how you say it, you know, people that are mentally challenged in your country. Here in Zambia, we call them moxon.
Okay.
So, you know, we should act as gap fillers between these people that are affected and the community. The community, we will try to sideline them, but let us show them that, no, my brother, my sister, get your clothes, you know, get your, you come, you can lean on my shoulder and start from this angle. And by so doing, we will see that actually it was just a certain issue that this person was failing to sort out, so that they don't kill themselves. Because many today, because of mental illness disorders and just a few pressure here and there, well, they write a note, Facebook, WhatsApp, TikTok, and then you don't see or hear from them anymore.
Yeah.
And finally, we can also discourage, our role is also to discourage any form of stigma associated with mental health. Because mental health is, in my view, I think, I don't know the medical professionals, but in my view, mental health at an early stage, not even an early stage, is something that is temporal.
Mm-hmm.
And can be treatable. Yeah.
Yeah.
It only becomes permanent if it graduates into depression.
So how can now the church, Mfundisi, you know, collaborate with mental health professionals, you know, to offer resources and support? Because some, I'm not mentioning any churches, just saying some churches won't want you to address their people if we are not a member, let alone baptized member of the church, you know. And you might find that, for example, you might have a Zanele who's passionate about speaking about issues of mental health, but they are not a member of your church. So how then now does the church partner with the likes of your Zaneles or my organization? Because I might have an organization, you know, to come through. Even though when it comes to spiritual things, we might not be on the same page. But the fact of the matter is we are not dealing with spirituality now. We're speaking about the mental, you know.
Yes.
So how do we now partner with these people so that we can offer support and offer resources?
All right. Good question and good thought. Actually, here, you see, someone who isolates themselves and who keeps their problem will never find a solution. They will just go the Judas way, because they've chosen to isolate themselves.
Yeah.
But someone who partners with Peter, who partners with people, we will go the Peter way. You know, we have the Judas way and we have the Peter way. So the Peter way is to realize that, let me go somewhere where I can find. Let me just go and apologize. Let me partner. So number one, we should understand that churches leaders, members that constitute the churches should make themselves available. That's the key word, they're available, and show partnership interest with mental health professionals, regardless of their faith. As in other words, let me rephrase it this way. Churches should make themselves available and show partnership interest with people, human beings that are mental health professionals. So in other words, if we make ourselves available, we will be able to learn certain things and learn certain things that we may have learned from our policies and our rigidity and so on. So we should just practice flexibility. Here is a friend of yours, not even a member of your particular congregation, not a member of your church, but they are a profession in this and they have helped many people. They are always on radio, they are always on TV, and they have gained dignity and following towards their name. But then here we are, we do not want to collaborate with them. And here are people from this particular congregation busy killing themselves, busy going into divorces, busy fighting amongst members. Why? Because there's a mental disorder somewhere. So if we can come and collaborate with people and then bring them on board, I mean, I don't see any sin there. I don't see any sin because yesterday we mentioned, is it the other day, that our destiny, our venue is one, is heaven. So the heaven we want to go to, even them, those mental health, that's the heaven they are going to. It's just that probably they are busy with work Saturday, Sunday. They are serving people, which is also a good thing. So I think the key thing is to make ourselves available and show partnership interest.
So, Mpundisi, as we're drawing the close there, we've addressed a bit in terms of the issues of the stigma, and issues of, of being there for people that are dealing with mental health issues now. So how can now, as the congregations, challenge the stigma surrounding mental health issues within our communities? First, community is our church. We've addressed it. We've had Pastor Chinyama, who delivered a beautiful sermon then, a beautiful teaching about issues of mental health. But now when I go home, where I'm staying, in my village, in my complex, in the burbs, wherever you're sitting, how do I now deal with that stigma? Maybe my neighbor is going through depression, They don't even go out or anything. And then everyone else, they sideline my neighbor and everything else. How do I now deal with those issues so that it does not happen?
Okay, stigma issues. You see, stigma is showing a layer of separation or fleeing away from a perceived problem in an individual. And even before I answer here in just a few seconds, if we remember well, the advent of HIV and AIDS brought so much stigma such that many, many people in the early 80s died and 90s died because they were ignored, they were isolated, they were regarded as like lepers, in our time. Not until now, more education has come on how it can be contracted and how it can be passed on from one individual to another. Now we realize that everybody is comfortable with that and you can live with somebody with that such an illness. So now, how can coming to our table, how can congregations challenge the stigma surrounding mental health issues? Mm-hmm. Number one, we should encourage people and tell them to say, it is not contagious. It is not an airborne disease. It's not a waterborne disease. And it is something that it is a problem that comes temporarily to somebody based on what they're going through in life. So by so doing, we will show people that don't shy away from somebody who is showing signs of mental health. I mean, if you shy away from them, who will heal them? Number two, let us show them that problems are bound to come to any human being. So these people that have mental health signs, they are equally human just as everyone else is. It's just a certain condition that's just temporarily affecting them. So we need to embrace them and see what is really affecting them. And then we may be a solution. This is why God has positioned each one of us, wherever we are, as his eye. So we should come on board in the eyes of God and then show how we can help. God will provide the form of help through us, not just financially, even through word of mouth. You will be able to heal somebody from their mental illness.
Mm.
Some wife was taken for some checkup because the husband thought this woman is going nuts. She's going berserk in her thinking, not knowing it was just because of the treatment of the husband. So when she went there, then the man was counseled, and when he was brought there, so he was also told what to do to the wife. And then just 3 days, he did that. And oh my goodness, the wife became so normal, like any other happy wife there. Then they said to the man, is this a woman still perceived the way you perceive her?
Mm.
No. But well, what do you think has healed her? No, because you brought her here for some checkup. This is a rehab center.
Mm.
They said, no, dear sir. Actually, the thing we told you to do for her, to treat her well, to tell her good words, that was the only healing therapy. So you see, many people today are dying because of being stigmatized on top of the burden of mental illness. So let us embrace affected people and provide a solution and not keep them away. They may die like a scapegoat in the thicket, in the forest.
Sure. Love that. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for those struggling with mental health issues and also for us who think we are not struggling with mental health issues, you know, to be supportive to the other people?
Let us pray. Our kind, loving Redeemer, whose dwelling is from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful subject that has come before us regarding issues of mental health and well-being. Lord, many of us may be affected directly or indirectly by this issue of mental health. Now, Lord, whatever circumstance each one of us is undergoing right now, may you come to our aid and position your righteous hand that heals the spiritual and the physical and heal each one of us in Jesus' name. Many of us may be in the congregation. Your word may be delivered, but our minds will be far away from that particular venue of your word being delivered. Why? Because of issues, stresses, and struggles of this life. So whatever somebody is struggling with out there, no matter how small or big that issue is, Lord, may you offer a solution to such a one and bring total healing and redemption in Jesus' name. Bless us even as we see the day unfolding, and be with us. May we dwell under the shadow of your wings. Keep us and continue to cause your face to shine upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundis, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.